It seems the mighty hero has finally made it to my chambers. My, my, how many of my demonic minions have you slain tonight? Do you know how long it took me to build up my army of darkness? Yet, all in one night, you have bested them. It seems that your reputation is not without warrant, mighty hero. But surely, you must know that I have quite the reputation myself. The Queen of Night is what I have come to be known as in this age. Though I have held many titles over the last four centuries. The Bloody Fiend, the Night Stalker, the Terror of the Land, or simply, the Devil. Of course, I am no devil. I was once human, just like you. But after a chance encounter with a vampire 400 years ago, I too have become a creature of the night. Yes, 400 years ago. A time far longer than the lives of any mortal man I have lived. Over the centuries, countless warriors just like you have come with the intent to slay me and end my reign of terror forever. Yet, here I stand. Not one would-be hero has ever laid eyes on me and have lived to tell the tale. So, mighty hero, what makes you think you're gonna be the one to stop me? Did I frighten you? The look on your face tells me that you were most surprised by my appearing out of the shadows. Just like that. Or perhaps you were surprised by my appearance. Perhaps you were expecting someone a little bit more intimidating. Certainly you did not expect the Queen of the Night to be but a mere child. But your eyes do not deceive you. As you can see, my body is that of a child. When one becomes a vampire, their body halts its aging process. As I was turned when I was still a little girl, so I remained, even after 400 years, a perfect little body. Soft and small, ever young and beautiful. But do not underestimate me, hero, for though my body is that of a child, my strength, agility, and endurance are far greater than any human could ever hope to achieve. So, what do you plan to do, hero? Oh, I'm sorry. Were you trying to strike me down with that sword of yours? The one I just effortlessly flung across the room with a mere flick of my wrist? I don't think this plan is going to work out for you, hero. Honestly. Try to attack me with an ordinary sword? Not even one blessed with holy magic? What do they teach you would-be heroes these days? Even your armor is ordinary. Why, with just a flick of my wrist? Your armor and clothing is but dust in the face of my What do you plan to do now, would-be hero? You have no weapon, and you stand before me bare as a newborn. Perhaps you've realized it already, but I could kill you where you stand. I should display your corpse in the middle of town square, for all to see. So the people of this age... I'm not gonna do that. You see, you've killed so many of my minions tonight. And I'm gonna need more, of course. And you, you'll be the first of my new undead slaves. There's no need to fear. In just a few short moments, Your will belong to me. You will serve me as your queen for the rest of eternity. Don't worry. You'll love it. Oh, no, 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 no. Bad boy. You're not allowed to resist. Struggling is completely futile. After all, oh, I am so much stronger than you are. See? With just the most minimal effort, I can bring you to your knees. Just accept it. This is your fate. After all, what is there to be afraid of? You will be the eternal servant of an eternally young and beautiful girl. Could there be a more pleasant way to spend eternity? I think not. Hold still. The less you fight, the easier and more pleasurable this will be. You might not know this, but a vampire's bite brings forth sexual euphoria. Just lay back and enjoy this. I promise I'll be gentle. And now, you belong to me. You no longer have will. You're just a mindless, undead slave who will serve my every desire. Speaking of which, I demand that you prove your loyalty to me. Here, I'll spread my legs nice and wide for you. I want you to service my tight little pussy. Come on, come closer. Right, that's it. Just like that. Bury your face in my tiny pussy. Now, like sleep. Bring me to orgasm. Prove your loyalty to your new queen. You are such a good hero. You're mine now. This is how all slaves should treat their queen. A little, but I'm sure neither of us will mind too much. Don't worry about being too big for my little body. I'm sure you'll fit. Now, just push it in real slow. Oh, I hope you can keep up, slave.